The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, Northeast Florida. I am so excited to be here on this wonderful, wonderful Saturday. It's a great day. I know it's going to rain later, but I love the rain because the rain makes the grass green, and green grass helps houses sell. So, you know, liquid sunshine, I'm all about it.
Well, it's the only kind of rain today is a thunderstorm. And in the summer, you have thunderstorm in the afternoon when it's going to be sunny. So it's going to be sunny. You're going to have a little thunderstorm. It's going to go away. Sun's going to come back. It's normal.
Yes.
It's okay.
It is normal.
It's not like the rain was, you know, last week where it rained every day and drenched.
Yes,
drenched everything.
So it's pretty wet.
We're okay. It's going to be 90
today. Yeah, we're
going to
have open houses today, and that we'll have gorgeous weather for that.
So. That's right. I think two houses are going to sell today. Two of our new listings are going to sell.
Indeed. Let's hope.
Indeed it is. One of them's near the beach.
Yes.
And one of them's five bedrooms and four baths. Oh, my goodness.
That one's a Mandarin. That's where I'm going to be today. That's Cecil and Betsy's house.
So people are going to get a choice. Do they come to see you or do they come to see me?
Really? Is that a choice?
No, it's really about do they want this house or do they want that house? It's not about you and me, Angela.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
It's not.
I'm way more interesting than you are, Howard. You know why I'm picking on him, Alan? Because it's his birthday this week.
Is it?
Happy birthday to Howie. Happy birthday to Howie.
That's right.
Oh,
we're
going to
give him
a happy
birthday shout out.
It is this week.
June 13th. Yes.
Why are you telling everybody that?
Because it just reminds me that you're older than me.
Yeah, I turned 40 this week. For the multiple times.
Yeah, right? Yes, you are going to have a birthday this week. And, you know, it's a good thing. Yay!
Yeah.
See, it's a good thing.
Father's Day's coming up soon, too.
Father's Day, yep.
Yeah, so we got a lot of fathers that are listening. We'll have a little tribute to Father's Day next week, I think.
Yeah, next week. Not this week. You always do it, and you might as well.
Might as well.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, good morning, everybody. Thanks for listening. You know, we have so many people that have been listening for years, and we really, really appreciate that. We hope that everyone had a wonderful week. For all you teachers out there, I know I heard a great big ah.
Yeah, right?
Yes.
Probably trying to chill.
My son-in-law, who is a teacher, had a big smile on his face because he got to have a little respite for a couple of months because no little students. But I know he loves his students.
He
and
does
all
love
teachers
his students.
Do.
Yes.
All teachers do
yes.
love their students, but they also love
their break.
Their break. So
yeah, that's the joy of having a teacher job is you work 9 months out of the year.
Yeah.
It's good.
So we're your problem-solving realtors on the radio, aren't we?
We are indeed.
You know, we do come up with some interesting solutions to mm-hmm. people. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes we help people that have not had success in selling their home, perhaps with another realtor. We go in and we say, you know, I think it's because of this, 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 and this. And lo and behold, the house gets sold. And it's interesting how that happens and why their last realtor didn't think of doing that. You know, it's just like some people like price their house. Let's say it's priced at $210,000. And when people get approved for a loan, let's say they get approved for $200,000. Well, when people search on the internet for a home, they search in increments of usually $25,000. So
that's right.
$175 to $200 or $200 to $225. Well, if you price your home at $210,000, you're only getting the people that are looking from $200,000 to $225,000.
Right.
you're missing the people that are looking from 175 to 200.
Yes. The one that really kills me, Howard, is the people who think it sounds less expensive to do like $199.9 instead of $200. Because, again, they're missing a group of buyers that put their bottom price at $200. And it's just such a mistake. I know people think the marketing and the mental and, you know, do you not realize that everybody understands there's only $100 difference between $199.9 and $200? We do. We get that. So let's do it the way technology has trained us to search. Because when you go on these house programs, you know, and you want to look up something, they give you a range that you're going to be looking in. They don't say, you put in the price you want to look at. And nobody would put in 210. Right, no one would do it if that was the option anyway. But there are pre-categories that are set. So why aren't we trying to price the house so it gets in the most number of categories? And that's to put it exactly on an increment of 25,000.
So sometimes we've done that, and it automatically almost doubles the number of people.
Exactly. Exactly.
And sometimes it opens it up at the higher end as well. Like you said,
yes.
If somebody's looking for 200 to 225, but they've priced it at 199, then people are not looking. They don't see that house at 199, which may be the perfect house for them.
Yes, exactly.
So sometimes it's coming up with simple solutions to get houses sold, and that's what we do.
And it's things that people wouldn't know to think about. Unless you're in the backside of the industry, unless you are a realtor, you don't really know that's how it's done. You know, that's how realtors pick the pricing. That's how the computer programs pick the pricing. You know, you don't have the benefit of that knowledge unless someone tells you.
But a lot of realtors don't do that. They price it at $199 because they're not thinking like we are thinking. That's why you need a realtor, and you need a realtor with experience.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
There you go.
An experienced realtor.
Okay.
That's a great thing to have.
So, if you have questions about your particular situation, I think you need to call us. What's the number, Angela?
222-TALK.
All right.
Which is 8255. So, that's area code 904-222-TALK.
Hey, you know what happened this week for the second
week in a row? What?
Most of the interest rates came down. Angela, tell us about the interest rates. We're going to go in reverse order today. We're going to talk about interest rates instead of what happened for sales.
Okay.
What happened?
You're just switching things up, aren't you?
You know, we got to do things a little different. Keep people on their toes, including keeping you on your toes. Are you on your toes?
No.
Speaking of toes.
Can we talk about that instead?
What, toes?
Yeah.
Okay. What happened with you and your toes?
I think I graduated.
Is that really a strange thing to say?
I think I graduated.
You had your last?
I had my last physical therapy for my broken foot that is no longer broken. I went to the doctor. I've seen my x-ray. My bone is healed. So my, you know, 4 weeks of rehab is up. I might do a couple more just to make sure.
So you can resume your karate classes and kick people?
No. But I did get out of tennis shoes. I bought some new flat shoes. And do you know that all ladies' flat shoes are just ugly? They just are. So I like high heels because, you know, I'm short. So I am in ugly shoes. But I'm out of tennis shoes. And so that looks a little bit more professional
okay.
when I go to show property. But I do want to give a shout out to the people, good folks over there at Heartland Rehab where I go. Miss Fonda has done a lot with me. Buffy's done a lot with me. See Ben's smiling face every day. I love that crew. They're just so awesome.
So they took care of your foot and you're mended.
Yes.
And when we come back.
And I'm driving again.
You're driving again. Good. So yes. I am driving you around a little bit less now.
Oh, if I can help, but not at all.
Okay.
I want my independence.
Yes, there's a story behind that because you want your independence.
That's right.
You like to be in charge, driving yourself around.
Yes,
when
I
we
do.
Come back after the break, we're going to talk about what's happened in real estate this past week.
Yes, we'll do and the interest rates. We'll do the sales.
And we got a lot of interesting stuff coming about. We're going to talk about our special that we have for both buyers and sellers that's going on through the month of June. Lots more stuff. Stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Christine Kennedy, and in my 20 years as a loan officer, I've helped over 1,000 families finance their home right here in Northeast Florida. To get your fast, free, and easy pre-qualification today, you can visit my website, applywithchristine.com. That's Christine with a K, or you can call me directly at 904-514-6969. That's 904-514-6969. At Watson Mortgage Corp, we help deliver the keys.
NMLS ID 140780. Florida Mortgage Lender License MLD 716. An equal housing lender.
Hey, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show. We are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard team advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do. Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com.
Want to sell your home in less time, for more money, and without making repairs after the sale? Have your home inspected by Home Pro Inspections before it goes on the market. Since 1994, Home Pro has inspected over 35,000 local homes. Buyers trust Home Pro Inspections.
With an 18-month home warranty and a 5-year roof protection plan, your home will be the one buyers want to buy. Call Home Pro Inspections at 268-8211 or visit gohomepro.com.
This segment is brought to you by Watson Mortgage Corp. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. I am sitting here with the birthday boy.
It's not my birthday.
It's your birth week.
Okay, it's my birth week.
It's your birth week.
Actually,
don't you like to celebrate
it's
every day?
It's not my birth week because I was born many years ago. It's the anniversary of my birth week.
I think you ought to be able to celebrate for like a whole week, a whole month.
No.
When my birthday comes, you need to make sure I'm celebrating every day for the month.
I know for a lot of people, birthdays are a big deal. To me, it's just another day.
That's boring.
I guess I'm boring then.
Yeah.
Listen, don't
say
anything.
Was there ever any question? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Don't take offense. Anyway.
Listen, you.
What?
You're in for some big trouble. Hey, I have an announcement about Angela.
Oh, God.
That's right.
I don't know what you're about to say. You're freaking me out.
You know, for those of you that are regular listeners on WBOB, there's another great show on Saturday. It's from 6 to 9. It's I'm Speaking Plainly with Bill Hay. Great,
yes.
Great show. Local politics or just about anything else that you want to talk about. Well,
yes.
There's a special treat tonight because our Angela Walker is going to be co-hosting that show with Bill Hay.
I'm excited about that. I think it's going to be super fun.
That's right. So tune in tonight right here on WBOB from 6 to 9 to hear our Miss Angela on I'm Speaking Plainly with Bill Hay tonight.
Yes, it is. It's going to be a lot of fun. And, you know, it's interesting because I've never done a show with anyone but you. And I have to make sure I don't pick on him since I, you know, it's one of the things I do. I just pick on you. So I have to make sure I don't do that to him because I don't know him like that. You know.
Well, we'll just see what happens.
Yeah. But I do need to give a shout out to somebody who I know is listening because they just sent me a text.
Go ahead.
I want to give a shout out to our good friends, Amy and Steve Bandalos.
Okay.
Yeah.
They are good friends. We
like
them.
They are good friends. Past customers. That's how we met them. And, you know, we met them because they called on a sign that, you know, like I had a house. We had a house listed and I went and showed them the house. And then as we talked through their needs of what they were looking for, I clearly said to them, this is not the house for you. And they were so impressed that I didn't just try to sell them the house we were standing in because it was our listing, but that I actually listened to what it was that they were looking for and that I was honest and said, this does not fit your needs. And so when they told me later when they got in the car, Steve said, I want to use her as a realtor because she's honest. And, you know, I think that's just a thing that people don't really expect from salespeople. They think they're going to be sold something that maybe they want, maybe they don't. And we don't do that.
That's your claim to fame.
We definitely don't do that.
Find people the right house.
I got to find the right house for the right people or I can't sleep at night. I mean, it's that important to me. I think it's what makes me different than the other realtors.
Well, I want to commend them for something else that they did, which is very unusual, too. They had a new home purchase that was being built.
Yes.
And they did a pre-purchase inspection while it was being built.
Wow, was that valuable?
Yes.
That was super valuable. Because everybody thinks, oh, it's a new home. It's perfectly constructed. It's not. You know, you have to realize that a home, you know, we want it to be perfectly constructed, but it's just men, just human beings building a home. Mistakes are made. And having another set of eyes, an independent person, inspector, looking the home over, making sure things are done properly, that home inspector caught multiple items that was not done properly. And some of it was at the early phases, you know, before they were pouring concrete or whatever. So it was very, very critical that it was caught when it was.
And if you're a buyer, wouldn't you want to give your house in good condition? And sometimes there
a
are
buyer,
things wrong.
You mean a seller?
I'm sorry. Yes, if you're a
okay.
seller.
Yeah.
And sometimes you don't know that there are things wrong with your house.
Yes.
And you know, if you can pre-inspect your home and take care of the things that are wrong with it, then you are selling a better product.
You are. And you are in control of how the repairs get done. So, you know, we have one customer, for instance, who did that this week, who had a pre-inspection done on their home before it's listed. He was in construction before, but he's not currently an active licensed contractor, right, because he's retired. Well, that doesn't change his knowledge of that he still knows how to repair things. So he can still make those repairs before he gets into a contract with a buyer. And I feel good about that because I know he's got the knowledge in his head from years and years of experience in construction. And also, you know, it helps when the house comes on the market because, which it comes on the market today, you know, we can, the trademark of pre-certified is, we can't really use that, but it's kind of like a pre-certified car. You know, where you can say, hey, the dealer took it in, they checked it, you know, from head to toe, and they made every repair, and now it's pre-certified. Same thing with this house. We've had the home inspection done, all the repairs are complete, so when we go on the market today, it's ready.
It is ready to go.
It is ready. So when a buyer walks in, they do not have to wonder, if it's in good condition or not. It is.
It is.
Yes.
And we recommended Home Pro. Home Pro does a great job on inspections.
They happen to be our sponsor, but we believe in them wholeheartedly. They are so thorough. Oh, my goodness. Their inspection reports are like 70 pages long or something. It's crazy.
You know, when you do an inspection with Home Pro, they guarantee then that the roof is going to be warranted for 5 years.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, we've got a special going on.
We do.
That if you heard about it on the radio show.
Yes.
And you pre-inspect your home before you put it on the market.
Yes.
We will reimburse you for the cost.
Yes.
At closing.
That's correct.
So essentially, it doesn't cost you.
That's right.
Not a bad deal, huh?
And the only reason we pay for it at closing is just in case it never closes, right?
So that's good business to sell your home.
That's good business on our part.
Now, if you're a buyer, however,
yes,
we want to offer you a deal too.
Okay.
And the deal is this. That, of course, we recommend you always get a home inspection. So you get a home inspection with Home Pro, and you buy a warranty for your seller. Okay?
Yes.
I'm sorry. You're buying the house. you are the buyer.
The seller's going to buy a warranty.
The seller's going to want a...
Could go either way. A seller can buy the warranty for the buyer, or the buyer could buy the warranty for themselves. Either way.
Okay. Anyway, we are going to buy the extended warranty for you. And by the way, since it's been inspected,
yes,
what Home Pro's warranty does is extend. Most home warranties are for a year. It's for 18 months.
That's right.
We buy it for you.
Yes. A company called RWS, which is Residential Warranty Services.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, here's something else that's really cool about an inspection by Home Pro.
What?
If they miss something and it's something that would cause you not to have bought the house, now hold on to your hat.
Okay.
Are you holding on to your hat?
Yes.
They'll buy the house back from you.
You know, that is such a cool warranty, isn't it? I'll buy your house back. Truth is, I don't think most people want their house bought back.
They just want the thing fixed.
They just want it fixed. But that is quite a guarantee.
It is unfreaking believable.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's our through the end of June, if you contract for us to list the house, we're going to pay for the inspection or we're going to pay for the extended warranty if you are the on the other side of the transaction. So not bad, huh?
Not bad.
All right, let's get to the numbers for the week. What happened with interest rates?
Okay, well, I want to talk instead about sales.
You just like to be in charge, don't you?
I just like to do anything opposite than what you tell me to do.
Okay, well, don't do them then.
Oh, man, you put me in a predicament.
I got you, didn't I?
Yes. Okay. All right, this past week for homes and condominiums, 668 offers got accepted. That's down 6% from last week. 894 new homes came on the market, and that is up 32%. Now, that's a lot. That's almost at 900.
Well, the week before graduation week, so there weren't as many.
Yeah, no, I know.
But still, it was really high.
It was a holiday week, too, right? Yeah. We had the extra time off. But so, yes, 894 is a lot of homes coming on in a week. 179 of those are already under contract. 50 of those went under contract on the very first day. And 633 of you actually closed on a home for yourself, and we say...
Congratulations.
Yeah. Yep. So that's exciting.
Yeah, good for all those people. You get to move in today.
I know, right?
How about that?
It's all good.
Hey, when we come back after the break, we're going to talk about interest rates. We also have some interesting things to talk about, and some of those things are... Let's see. You want to buy a vacation rental?
Yes.
Beware. We're going to talk about some things that you should check out.
I want a vacation rental.
Also, we're going to talk about an easy way to maybe put down some money to buy a house. Crowdfunding. And a story that we entitle, Not in My Backyard. Wonder what that means. Not
like
in my backyard? How about in your backyard?
Is that a fence?
Is that a fence? We'll find out. You're going to have to stay with us. It's an interesting story. Stay with us, everyone. We will be right back. We'll also answer your questions. Stay with us. Bye-bye.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump has opened his second day at the International Summit at a breakfast discussion on gender equality today in Quebec. The president arrived late for this morning's meeting for the Group of Seven Summit of Leading Industrialized Nations. He was seated beside Christine Lagarde, Managing Director of the International Monetary Fund. He once wrote in a memoir that he wanted it all and to try everything at once. Anthony Bourdain also said that given his job, any unhappiness was a failure of imagination. That's why so many this week are questioning the reason behind his suicide. He was found hanging in his hotel room. It also came on the in the aftermath, I should say, of another very high-profile suicide. And the CDC's report today that suicide is on the rise over the past 10 years in almost every state in this country. On Wall Street Friday, the Dow was up by 75 points. This is SRN News.
Download WBOB's mobile app for free from your app store. Powered by Duval County Judicial Candidate Kimberly Sadler.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. Stop wasting money on bottled water and hard water costs. Get yourself a Kinetico system, the only non-electric water-powered hybrid on the market to both soften and filter your water. Go see my friends at CGC Water, a third-generation family business for over 65 years, and your local authorized Kinetico dealer. With the Kinetico system, you can save money on water heating bills and cleaning supplies. You can spend less time cleaning soap scum, lime scale, and spots on dishes and glasses. It removes chlorine so your skin and hair feel softer, and it helps prevent laundry fading. Plus, a Kinetico system can actually lengthen the life of your appliances that use water up to 50%, and it protects your pipes from buildup. You can trust Kinetico. Get a Kinetico system today and start saving money. Call CGC Water at 904-645-6060 or visit cgcwater.com.
For more than 25 years, the potential for health improvement is seen with each patient that walks through our door. Healthcare decisions don't have to be confusing. Make Island Doctors your medical practice.
Now accepting traditional Medicare as well as Humana Gold Medicare Advantage Plan. Call Island Doctors toll-free, 877-434-4676. That's 877-434-4676 for more information or to schedule a tour.
The latest traffic and weather on WBOB. Your 2018 election authority.
There is some traffic congestion beyond Union Street, the exit there to the Fuller Ward, also at I-10 East from the exit to Stockton to the ramp of I-95. Due to a crash at 95 South, the Fuller Ward, watch out there. Three left lanes are blocked, so pack a lunch, so to speak. 30% chance of showers today, partly sunny, highs 87. 74, WBOB, AM 600.
Let's return to Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. We are so excited to be here today, having fun in the studio.
You are just wound up. How many cups of coffee did you have
just
today?
Just one.
One?
Seriously, what is up with... Oh, Alan's saying it's ginormous. Yeah. What's, it might have been ginormous.
A ginormous cup?
Yep.
Did you have some extra shots of espresso in there or something?
Maybe. I don't know. No, I don't think so. But you know what I was thinking about? You said something that caught my attention. You said vacation rental. So while we were on break, I was looking on my phone at vacation rentals to buy because I think that's a great investment for me because I would like to have one now. Let it pay for itself, and yeah. Then at that point, I'm ready to retire, which is really far away because I am so young.
Well, then it's not a vacation. It's retirement.
No, it's still when a vacation rental.
When do you ever take a vacation? We work 7 days a week.
I don't need to vacation. I need other people to vacation in it to pay it off. So when I'm ready to retire, I got a oceanfront condo waiting for me, fully paid off.
Well, why don't
That's the way to do it.
Okay. Well, why don't we give some advice to our listening public about what to consider if they're considering buying a vacation rental?
All righty then.
Okay. First of all, is the number one question, is it a smart investment? And some of those things are, what is the rental history? And will all of the income cover the costs of ownership? Right?
Okay, yes. You only have four questions, right? Okay, so...
No, but there's a lot that goes into all of that.
Well, that's part of what I was going to say right there. So, like, what I'm thinking of, like
yes.
the oceanfront condo, first of all, you need to see how close it is to the ocean. and I'm not a big fan of the first floor right now after the last couple of hurricanes. But the other thing I want to say is you have to look at the financials of the condominium complex if you're getting a condo. No matter what kind of, you know, whether it's oceanfront or not, I'm just talking. But always when you're buying a condo, you need to look at the financials and see how financially strong they are.
Well, that's regardless of whether it's a vacation condo.
Well, that's true.
Any condo.
That's true. But I want people to really consider it in that arena as well.
Good point. Okay. Also, what are the laws governing short-term rentals, not only in the town, but also in the specific community and neighborhood? For example, in St. Augustine, there are some regulations about you can't rent less than
let's call
a certain part of St. Augustine. You cannot rent unless it's for a month period of time or longer. And in
right.
some specific communities, it has to be 3 months or longer or 6 months or longer.
Yes.
You might be... But if you're on the oceanfront, you might want to be able to rent on a week-to-week basis.
Correct.
So it just depends on where you are. You better check that out before you make an investment.
Absolutely.
When you're buying it, find out whether furniture is included or not, right?
Yes.
Because if it's not, you got to make an initial investment to buy all that extra. Also, is there someone available to promote the marketing of the rental and someone to manage that rental? After all, it's got to be cleaned, right? Every time someone moves out?
Absolutely, yes.
So is there someone there to do that? And you got to figure in the costs of all that. Now, here's another one people forget about all the time. In some communities, depending on how long of a period of time that the rental person is in there, you may have to collect taxes, you know, hotel taxes and fees that are required to be collected from the guests.
While we're talking about that, let's talk about Airbnb, because a lot of people think they can just do an Airbnb, but they can't. So there are guidelines around that. So I know you're specifically talking about vacation rental. It kind of goes in with that. Airbnb can be one night, right, where you're just getting a room at somebody's house or something. But communities, deed-restricted subdivisions, they have guidelines about that. They're creating guidelines about that because it is a new phenomenon. So.
It is. So be sure to include all of these expenses into your cost analysis, including the cost for replacement of furniture, because tenants will beat that stuff up as people bring in sand, you know, include the cost of bedding, all other furnishings, also maintenance costs for if you have to replace the roof. Now, if you're in a condo, you don't have to worry about that, but you might be assessed every few years for a roof. You have to replace appliances and other household items that sometimes need replacing. Also, talk to your tax advisor
yes.
on whether this is a good investment for you. And if you want to use it yourself every once in a while, remember, sometimes these places get booked up months and months in advance.
Right.
So you have to plan that in as well. It may be a great thing for you. And it may not be a great thing for you. So it just depends on what your particular situation and needs are. We know some people that have these, and we know some people that are glad that they have them, and they just set aside 2 weeks out of the year for themselves, and they rent it the rest of the time. And then when they retire, they're going to move there. Now,
if it's
an efficiency, you probably don't want to live there. You just may want to visit. Efficiency meaning just one room with, you know, a Murphy bed or something. But, you know, do you want to live there full time if it's just an efficiency? Probably not.
Probably not. You know, so, in theory, I would. I'd like to go simple. I'd like to, at my retirement point, to just get rid of everything that I own, except, you know, like a bathing suit and some shorts and head to the beach. I could do the little studio thing, except that I have grandchildren. And I think they're going to want to come down. They're going to need to stay somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to need bigger than a studio. Thanks for helping me think that through, Howard.
Okay. Well, you know, there are also blow-up mattresses you could get.
Well, if you have a studio and you're pulling down a Murphy bed, I think there's no room left for a blow-up mattress.
Okay. Now, if you're a first-time home buyer, though, and you need money for your deposit.
Yes.
Or your down payment.
Yes.
And you don't have it.
There's bond money.
There's bond money.
Yes.
But what I'm also thinking about is something that's called crowdfunding.
Yes.
What is crowdfunding, Angela?
Well, crowdfunding is when you get on social media, like Facebook, and you create a Facebook page for your issue, whatever it is. If you need to raise money for a medical condition or whatever, funeral expenses or to buy a home. And you put your little story up there, you know. And this cute little bride and groom just get married and they want to get a house and they want help with their, you know, down payment or closing cost on their home. A lot of people are asking now for money towards that instead of like wedding gifts. And so you can do it on crowdfunding.
Yeah.
And so people might give $20, $50, $100. Next thing you know, you've got your down payment.
There are a couple of websites that are specifically designed for the purchase of a home. And what they are, two of them are HoneyFund, HoneyFund.com.
Okay.
Another one is called Feather the Nest.
I love that name.
Yeah,
FeatherTheNest.com. That's the cutest name ever.
So here's
FeatherTheNest.com. What a clever, clever name.
So here is my advice for recent college graduates.
Okay.
Or even high school graduates. Start a page. Start one. Instead of regular gifts or whatever, or you get money.
Not high school. They're not going to buy a house. They're going to go to college.
I know that.
Okay, well,
but you got to start somewhere.
No, most of the funds, you got to pull the money out within 90 days or something. You should know. You can't keep it open forever. So you put it up, you get the money, and then you got to pull it out the fund.
Well, you can start a bank account, too. So every time you get birthday gifts from aunts and uncles and grandmas and grandpas, put it in a house fund.
Yes. Now that is smart as all get out.
So there you go.
Or when you're working and you're starting your job, you know, take your first 10% for savings after you tithe, and then take the rest, put 20% into a savings fund or 30% while you don't have big expenses at the beginning of your life, and put it in a fund till you collect enough money to get a house.
We sold a house 2 months ago to a young man who started saving money. He's been working since he was 16 years old.
That's right.
He was 22, and he accumulated over $20,000.
Yes, he did.
By the time he's 22 years old.
It's impressive.
Lived at home, mm-hmm. Went to school locally, and saved $22,000.
Yes.
And is getting married next month.
Yes, so he wasn't out partying every night and doing all that. He was sitting at home watching his money grow.
And now he has a home.
He has a home. He's got a wife in August. It's all good.
It's all good.
Yes.
Yeah. Great stuff.
You are being so helpful
and
today,
you know,
Howard.
What's going to happen or not going to happen?
What?
With him?
What?
Not in his backyard.
Oh, I cannot
We're
wait to
tell
see what
you
that's
what that
about.
Story is about when we come back after the break. It's a really interesting story, and I'm going to tell you that it's not going to happen here, probably, because we don't have the problems that are happening in California, in places in Arizona, but it is happening there. Really interesting story.
That is interesting.
Yeah. So, Alan, you're going to give us time for the next quarter hour segment to talk about Not in My Backyard? Alan is shaking his head yes. He's going to give us time.
He's a great producer.
So that's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about Not in My Backyard, but it is happening out west. It's really interesting.
Howard here. When it's time to buy your home, you need to get pre-qualified. We recommend Christine Kennedy of Watson Mortgage Corp. She can get you pre-qualified in less than 5 minutes. Call Christine at 514-6969. That's 514-6969. Or apply on our website, www.applywithchristine.com. That's Christine with a K. She'll get you through all the way to closing with great service.
NMLS ID 140780. Florida Mortgage Lender License MLD 716. An equal housing lender.
Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us for our fifth year now. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage.
You know the importance of a home inspection before buying a home, but who should you call? Who can you truly trust?
We recommend the certified inspection experts at Home Pro Inspections because of the experience of their inspectors, an 18-month home warranty, and the Buy Your Home Back Guarantee. Every Home Pro Inspection includes a 5-year roof protection plan.
Do what Angela and I do. Call Home Pro Inspections, 268-8211, or visit GoHomePro.com.
One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
It's not the fire in the fireplace that damages your chimney. It's the moisture. That's why the Chimney Safety Institute of America recommends an annual cleaning and inspection of your fireplace, regardless of how often you use it. The technicians at Chimney Champions clean the chimney, then use the ChimScan video system to do a complete inspection of your chimney to ensure your home is safe. You can trust Chimney Champions to clean and inspect your chimney. Howard and I do. Call 268-7200 or visit ChimneyChampions.com.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. We are having so much fun here. I can't believe the show is almost over today. We are just like laughing and cutting up on the in-between.
Is that what you're doing?
Well, that's what I was doing.
That is what you're doing.
What were you doing?
You're giving me a hard time in between the breaks when we have the commercial messages.
People are going to think I'm not very nice, but I actually just have a wicked sense of humor. So, you know, what can I do?
Well, it's better to have a wicked sense of humor than to be wicked.
Oh, no. I don't have a wicked bone in my body.
No,
I am super sweet. I am super sweet, but I just find these funny moments with you.
You do like to pick on me.
Just a little bit. I'm sorry about that.
Well, tonight you get to pick on Bill Hay.
I don't think I'm going to. I think he could take me to task. I don't want to do that. I'm going to be super nice to Bill.
Okay.
Yes.
But entertaining.
Yeah.
To his vast audience.
Yes.
I will be listening in intently to you guys on the air from 6 to 9.
Well, good.
That's
then
right.
Then you can critique how I do.
Well, you're going to do great. And Bill always does great.
Well, Bill always does great, but you know.
So who's the guest tonight besides you?
I don't know.
Well,
I'll find out.
Perhaps
when I get
Matt Schellenberg. He's on frequently.
Now, I think he was going to do something from Crime Watch, but I'm not sure. So I don't want to speak to it because I don't really know.
Okay.
That's what I can declare. I don't know.
Well, now I want to talk about a story that I've entitled Not in My Backyard.
Yeah, what's that about?
Well, I'm going to tell you. It's really an interesting one. So you've heard that phrase before, right? Not
yes.
in my backyard.
Yes.
Well, you know, when there's a housing shortage and a land shortage,
right.
towns and cities, they get creative.
All right.
You have to be creative because some towns just, they can't spread out. Now, we are really lucky here in Northeast Florida.
Yes.
I love living here. It's not just the sun. It's not just the beach. It's not just the people that are super friendly.
Like me.
That's right. We've got room to expand. There are new developments going up everywhere. We can expand. Jacksonville is expanding north with new developments. We can go south because we're going into more of St. John's County.
Yes.
We can go west. There are more developments going west. We can go southwest. So we expand. But in some areas of the country, there's no place to go.
What do they
do? Well, if you look in San Francisco, you know, there's a finite area to go. There's
Absolutely.
The bay on one side. There's the ocean on the other side.
Right.
If you look at pictures, houses are like really, really close. If
on
you
top
look
of
at
each
pictures
other.
In L.A., you know, the lots are postage stamp size.
Yes.
So where do you go? What do you do? Well, the answer, well, one of the answers that's bantered about, in fact, they're doing it in places like Los Angeles and in Tempe, Arizona. And I've never been to Tempe, Arizona, but apparently...
Cute name.
They're,
Tempe.
There's no place to go.
Yep.
They're thinking, how about in the backyard?
What do you mean?
Well, just that. People have backyards.
Yes.
Now, what if they want their mother-in-law to move? Well, how about building a smaller house right in your backyard?
Well, that's done here. Okay. I get that.
Well, not really, because the zoning for most of the houses around here on the lots are one family only.
But if you attach it, then it's different.
Then it's different. But what they're doing out there is saying, hey, you can sell your, you can build a house on your lot.
And sell it.
Or you can sell it. So you get extra income.
Interesting.
Or you can build a house for your mother, whatever. So essentially they're saying, they're not saying not in my backyard. They're saying, hey, they're predicting that they need 1 million more housing units in L.A.
Oh, my goodness.
In the next 10 years, and they don't have room for them.
Oh, my goodness.
So they're changing the building codes to say, hey, you can now build another house in your backyard. Can you imagine that?
I cannot imagine that.
That's what it is to be creative in a town where the population growth is growing and growing and growing.
So I wonder how big their backyards are. Like, do they have room for a house that's equal size to the house they own? Or are we talking about little tiny houses that we see, you know, on the TV shows and
well,
such?
Well, obviously it depends on the size of the yard that they have.
Yeah, of course.
But it,
I love it. It's
article,
a great idea.
In the article, they were talking about houses that are, you know, 800-900 square feet, you know, not 12, 15, 2,000 square feet.
Yes. You know, I want to throw this in. It's unrelated. It's that was a good story, and I can see that happening there and in other parts of the country as well. But I want to share one thing that happened is that when my oldest child was 8, she told me, Mommy, you're a realtor. Why don't you convince all the homeowners in Jacksonville to open up their garages to homeless people? And I thought, you know, quite clever. We've got an 8-year-old trying to solve the problems of you know, homeless people.
Speaking of homes, you know what it's time for?
Hot.
We've got two brand new homes just came on the market Thursday night that we listed, and I think both of them are going to sell today. Now, one of them I am going to be at. It is in Atlantic Beach, or sometimes the address is called Jacksonville, but it's on Cypress Landing, and the subdivision's called Cypress Cove. Now, this one's been totally redone on the inside.
It's amazing.
It really is a beautiful little home. 1,475 square feet, three bedroom, two bath. And when I mean totally done, I mean all new electrical fixtures, all new plumbing fixtures, new cabinets in the kitchen and in the bathrooms. It is so cute.
The flooring throughout
is the new
vinyl tile. There's carpet in the bedrooms. Everything's been painted. Everything's been done. The floor's done in the garage. Everything's been done. There wasn't anything that wasn't done.
The master big closets. The master bedroom's 23 by 15.
Now, see, that when I walked in that room, that was the biggest room I've seen in forever.
Yeah,
and I was thinking, boy, you could put up a wall and get another bedroom out of that if you needed to.
Even the secondary bedrooms are bigger than most bedrooms you
Absolutely.
See in the new houses. One
yes.
of them's almost 18 by 11. The other one is almost 15 by 13.
Crazy.
Those are big bedrooms. I'm going to be there after the show from noon to 2. Again, 2213 Cypress Landings. The house is priced at $243.7. That's a bargain for the beach. And
yes,
the roof
and it's very near the Mayport Navy base.
Oh, yeah.
And the exchange. So that gives you an idea of proximity.
It's got a garage. It's got a fenced-in rear yard.
Yep.
Great,
big yard.
Great house at the beach.
Yes.
Now, and you got one in Mandarin. Tell us about that one.
Okay, so I am going to hold an open house there today from 12 to 2. The address is 2544 Benjamin, and it's off of like Loretto and Flynn in Mandarin. So it's really off of Flynn. And I tell you, this is the most charming little Mandarin home. It is, first of all, not that little. It's 2722 square feet. It has five bedrooms. It has four bathrooms. It is cementitious siding, hardy board siding. So it's pretty low maintenance. It has a big porch on the front. You could put rocking chairs and talk to your neighbors. And but seriously, I think the best feature of it is that it's true five bedroom with four bathrooms, and it's in a four-way split design, meaning the master's on one side, there's a bedroom and bath in the back, there's a Jack and Jill bedroom and bath, and then upstairs above the garage is another bedroom and bath, plus there's an office. And then a great room.
Five bedrooms plus an office?
Five bedrooms plus an office in Mandarin in the A-rated school district. So, you know, I say come and see me today and buy this house.
How much is that?
This house is, ready, $375.
Under
400? Under 400, yes, for 2722 square feet, five bedrooms, four bathrooms.
That's going to sell today.
And I think it should.
Now, that house is really, really nice, too.
It is.
They did exactly what we told them to do to get it ready for sale.
Yes.
It is really, really nice. It has a great backyard.
Yes. So the address is 2544 Benjamin, and I'll be there at noontime, 12 to 2 today.
And you're going to stay there just as long as it takes to serve all the customers, except you got
to. Well, I got to leave in time to do the show with Bill Hay.
All right.
I could do that.
Speaking of another show, the Van Wees are here to talk about what has been going on this past week in the financial sector. And we're going to be back with you next week. Have a great week, everyone. Call us after the show, 421-7950. God bless.